The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also, get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at the producer Nick filling in today. You can also text us. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch. You know how to do all that. And miss the first hour, a little football talk. Always a good thing. And hand talk.
Yes.
Hand size talk. But
Nick, did you measure your hands?
I did not.
You think you have big hands? Not big hands.
I would imagine it's about the same size as Brandon's. We're about the same size.
Okay.
I mean, I don't expect mine to be too much bigger.
Now, Brandon's kind of a tiny.
Yeah, Brandon's not a big dude.
But for him to almost be 9 inches.
Your hands are abnormally small.
Well, no, they're the same as Joe Burrow's.
Right, but I mean for... Because you're a generally big man.
Yeah. Now, my hands are small for my size. There's no question. But I knew that already.
Yeah.
Why is Jemele Hill on my timeline because you're tweeting at her? What the hell?
Well, that is where I wanted to go next, Fred.
Really? Hey, how about that? I just
look at you,
did a nice little transition
without even trying. Jemele Hill tweeted out, not this bleep again, because someone at the combine asked Jalen Hurts if he was willing to change positions to play in the NFL. Like if a team looked at him as more of a hybrid player than a quarterback, would he be willing to do it? I don't think that's a crazy question to ask. Now, no one's saying that if you ask that question, basically you're saying, are you willing to play whatever position you're drafted as? Where a team may value a guy as a Taysom Hill type. Let's say they want to draft him in the fourth round to play that kind of a role. Or a team wants to draft him in the seventh round to be a quarterback. Basically, they're saying, are you willing to go to whatever team drafts you and be used the way they want you to be used? And A, it's kind of weird that, I mean, people get really offended by this. But that's like saying, hey, You're a wing in college basketball. If we drafted you as a two, are you okay with that? Or you're a point guard in college basketball. Would you be okay playing off the ball if we draft you in the NBA? Is that a crazy thing to ask? Hey, you're a center fielder. We look at you as more of a first baseman. Or you're a right fielder. We look at you as a first baseman. What do you think? I don't think it's crazy to ask. Now, there are race implications that get thrown out immediately, and everyone instantly starts trying to compare Lamar Jackson to Jalen Hurts, which I got news for you guys. They're not the same. And now, mind you, there were people who asked Lamar Jackson if he would change positions. Clearly, the Ravens decided, well, we like this guy as a quarterback. Let's go with him there. If he said, well, I'm only going to be quarterback, and the Ravens didn't like him, I don't know where he would have gone. But there might have been a team who tried him somewhere else earlier than that. I think the point is, it's just asking the question. No one's saying, hey, you can't be a quarterback. They're just saying, if a team values you more in a different position, are you willing to play that position? But, and by the way, that's happened to white guys. Tim Tebow got asked that same question. Will you play tight end? And Tim Tebow said, no, I'm only playing quarterback. And what that did, well, Tim Tebow had a career as a quarterback in the NFL. It lasted 35 games. I would argue that Tim Tebow probably could have had a longer career had he said, you know what? I'm open to playing wherever somebody wants me to play. Blake Bell was a quarterback at Oklahoma, same school that that Jalen Hurts is at. They said, hey, we'll draft you as a tight end. He's drafted as a tight end. He would have never made it in the league as a quarterback. Gets drafted as a tight end, just won a Super Bowl ring. Taysom Hill, another example. And I know people like to call him a quarterback. He's not a quarterback. He's thrown six passes. That's not a quarterback. He's a hybrid. He's a Swiss Army knife tool. And I think, honestly, he's a really good comp for Jalen Hurts. And Jalen Hurts could probably play if they said, okay, you've got to have either Jalen Hurts or Taysom Hill as a pure quarterback. I would rather have Jalen Hurts. But I also think I personally would value Jalen Hurts more in that sort of hybrid role because I'm not crazy about Jalen Hurts' accuracy. I'm not crazy about his progression reads. So I'd rather have – but I do value him as an athlete enough that I'd like to have him on my team. And if he grows and develops as a quarterback while that's the case, awesome. But if he doesn't, at least I've got somebody that I feel like I can use in some different ways. So I don't get the outrage of that question being asked at the combine of anybody, whether you're black, white, or whatever. Isaiah Simmons just won the Butkus Award. He was the best linebacker in the country. There's going to be teams that will ask him, are you willing, are you able to play safety? Because there's some teams that will value his skill set more as a safety than a linebacker. And it's not offensive for them to ask because they're the ones that are going to be paying you a bunch of money to play football. Once you're paid that money, you should probably be willing to play wherever on the field they ask you to. But I find it curious that people get so upset about that. And there's people, well, why don't they ever ask white quarterbacks that? Which I just mentioned a few of them. They do. Eric Crouch basically said, I'm only a quarterback. And guess what Eric Crouch got in return? A trip to NFL Europe. Eric Crouch could have had an NFL career. He instead decided, I'd rather be a quarterback in NFL Europe than play wide receiver in the NFL. That's cool. That's your prerogative. That's fine. But it does get asked of white athletes. Why don't they ask Matt Schaub? Hey, Matt Schaub, are you willing to play wide receiver? That's a pretty dumb question now, isn't it? Because Matt Schaub doesn't have a skill set that would translate to any other position on the field. Kyler Murray, there were people who asked him that because Kyler Murray is a significantly more gifted athlete than a guy like Matt Schaub. Now, I don't think people question whether or not Kyler Murray could play quarterback because he was black. I think they question whether he could play quarterback because of his height.
Right.
But right now on Twitter, that'll get thrown out that they asked him that because he was black. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I mean, do I think that there's been times where the NFL was hesitant to have black quarterbacks? I do. Do I think Warren Moon ever should have been asked to play a different position or ever should have been questioned as a quarterback? No. But that was also 40 years ago. There's a black reigning NFL MVP. There's a black reigning Super Bowl MVP. I think we're to the point where GMs, they want a guy who can play and win. Black, white, purple, Asian, whatever, Australian, they don't care if you can win. I think they're just trying to make the best football decision here, and they're trying to ask Jalen Hurts if a team sees him as something other than a quarterback, would he be willing to play it?
Well, I'll give you an example on a smaller scale. Greg Ward probably could have gone up to Canada and played quarterback up there.
100%.
But his path to the NFL was play wide receiver. And guess what? He made some plays for the Eagles this year.
For real. In big moments.
Yeah.
And guess what? Guess what he was? Let's say he's on the roster and the top two quarterbacks both get hurt. Guess what he is? He's an option.
Yeah.
Having that versatility is a nice thing to have. Taysom Hill's not the backup quarterback for the Saints. He wasn't last year. It's Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater was the backup.
Well, that's who started when Breeze was out.
Yeah. They don't look at Taysom Hill as a... And then somebody said, well, why does Taysom Hill say he's going to get franchise quarterback money? There's a simple answer to that question. Because Taysom Hill's a moron. Or his agent's a moron. If they really believe he's going to get franchise quarterback money, he's a moron. That is not him.
He is delusional.
And I got to be honest, Jalen Hurts, fantastic college quarterback. He accomplished a lot of things, a lot of success. Heisman Trophy, national championship. The guy can ball. I don't think he's a day one or day two draft pick in the NFL.
He didn't win the Heisman.
No, you're right. Yeah. Okay.
Well, other than
the Heisman then. Okay.
Yeah.
My bad. But did a lot. And Heisman Trophy finalist.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that it's his skill set is appealing to guys. And everybody I ask, everybody who comes out and says, why can't he play quarterback in the NFL? I say, would you want him to be the franchise quarterback for your team? No, but I'd still draft him. Why? I mean, and one guy was like, I wouldn't take Taysom Hill as a franchise. I wouldn't either. But I'm saying, if I could still find a use for him, why wouldn't I take a player that I find useful, even if it's not as a franchise quarterback? I don't understand that thinking. And if you're set, and by the way, if Jalen Hurts says, no, I will only play quarterback in the NFL, that's a perfectly acceptable answer. It just lets teams know where they stand with him. And it's not my original criticism wasn't of Jalen Hurts. It was of Jamel Hill for saying that it's a bleep question.
Yeah.
Because it's a legitimate question that should be asked, because that's how teams are going to gauge their value on him. Because they might value him in the fourth round as a guy who's willing to do it all, who's willing to be a package player like Taysom Hill is, or Antoine Randle L was. If he says, no, I'm a pure quarterback, that's all I'll do, to me, that makes him less valuable of a commodity. And now, maybe he's drafted in the seventh round. So teams should absolutely know. So it's not a crazy thing to ask. And it's not racist to ask, because you need to know what a guy is willing to do.
Another one of her tweets showed up on my timeline today, which I don't know if she just started tweeting again and you guys are all responding to her, but I care nothing about what she has to say. But when she shows up on my timeline and it's something stupid, this guy, a guy from ESPN tweeted out, ESPN is canceling High Noon. The show will run through the end of March. ESPN executives told staff this afternoon, says, citing poor viewership, ESPN decided to cancel High Noon, the studio show starring Bomani Jones and Pablo Torre. I've never seen it.
I haven't either.
I don't watch sports at noon, but she tweeted this out, bleeped up on a lot of levels. Bo and Pablo didn't deserve this. They have become, in many ways, the conscience of ESPN. There's a trend going on there, and if you think for a minute, you'll see it. So what would you think she was trying to...
I can guess what she's trying to say, because this is basically what she always points at.
And then as soon as people call her out for it, she's like, where did I say they were racist? Where did I say they were racist? Yeah. So, anyway. Yeah, I think my man Lawyer Dave's on the line right now, so let's go to him. And what's going on, Lawyer Dave?
Well, I am recovering from a great weekend in Las Vegas. How about you guys?
100% recovered, ready to rock and roll. So do you have to go to court today?
I did. I went yesterday and today, and I'm going to go back tomorrow. And then Friday, I got to go up to Dallas and take care of a case up there. So, you know, just a little bit of time to play, and now I'm back to help the Blitzers. Any kind of an accident, anywhere, anytime, call me. 713-626-8900, Lawyer Dave, Lawyer David Mestermaker, Houston-based.
Yeah, you don't charge for consultations, and if they're hurt and they need medical attention, what's going to happen there?
We're going to get into a doctor without any money coming out of their pocket, or to a hospital, or wherever the heck they need to go, because a lot of people don't have insurance when they get hurt in a car wreck. We make sure they get the treatment they need without any money up front, that's for sure. And also, lots of times, Blitzers text me, email me, tweet me, and they ask these questions, and I either help them if I can, or I send them to somebody who can.
Yeah, because you know a lot of lawyers, and if it's not something you do, you'll help them out, because you take care of the Blitzers, man.
I do take care of the Blitzers. They are my family. So whenever they need a hand, give me a call, fellas, 713-626-8900 or lawyerdave.com or Lawyer Dave Law is my Twitter handle, or Fred for sure knows how to find me.
Yeah, you can always just tweet me or email me, and I'll get you in touch. All right. They need a lawyer.
And Fred, go ahead. If I may say one more thing, let the Blitzers know that your hair looks marvelous. It looks marvelous.
It's coming in, man. It's coming in. All right. They need a lawyer. What do they do?
They better dial Dave.
All right.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. I love how dumb some people are. You're F-word racist because you know it's racist and you won't admit it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm often accused of being racist. That's actually on my Twitter profile.
Yeah. If you're spewing that garbage, you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, you know, you're just like she is. You're making, almost said it, you're making bleep up that to just try to stir it up. So, shame bell for you, sir or ma'am or whatever you are.
The XFL ratings. You been paying attention to this?
Not really, because I know they were going to go down after the first week, but
they did.
That was to be expected.
Yeah, no surprise necessarily with that. I will say the attendance has gone up.
Well, they benefited from
playing. They played smaller stadiums the first week. Is that what it was?
Well, no, it's like St. Louis had a home game this week, and that was almost 30,000, which boosted it quite a bit. And Seattle the week before. So, yeah.
So week one, they ended up with over 12 million viewers.
For the four games? That's
for
not
the
bad.
Four games, which is pretty solid. Week two, it was more of like 8.5 mil.
Okay.
Week three, now we're getting into about 6.5 mil. So they were down, about 30% or no, about 32% week one to week two and down about 25% week two to week three. While like I said, the in-house audience continues to go up. Now, that said, XFL not doing a bad job relative to other sports. So while the numbers have gone down, it's still more people are watching that than college basketball. The top game had last week had 2.05 million viewers. That was Dallas at Seattle. That was the most viewed in our XFL game last week. The only one college basketball game had more than 1.4 million views. That was Kansas-Baylor, 1.88 million. 76ers-Bucks, 1.7 million. So the top XFL game beat the top NBA and top college basketball game of the weekend. So they're still getting a lot of eyeballs on them.
Yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. I think now maintaining it is going to be, this is where your product on the field has to be entertaining.
Right.
And there are some teams that are entertaining, and St. Louis is one of them, and Houston is one of them. Boy, Granato did not like that. He thought I was insane for having St. Louis power ranked higher than Houston.
I know, you're crazy.
I have very good reasons for it, but that's okay.
No, reasons don't matter.
Okay, so the fact that they outgained them by 160 yards doesn't matter? Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter if they had 10 more first downs in that game?
Nope.
Okay, all right. That they were way more efficient on third, fourth, and
dude, I'm fading the Vipers this week. That's my official play.
Yeah?
The Guardians are they were plus one. I think it's a pick now, but that's crazy. Why the Vipers shouldn't be favored? You know what the Vipers are now for their, like, the futures ticket on the Vipers? You know what it pays out?
What?
4,000 to one. Or wow. No, plus 4,000. So, I mean, they're not winning it. They're not that team. When you're plus 4,000, the league's already given up on you.
Well, they did show some life last week against your Knicks.
So
they actually scored some points for a change.
Yeah. Asking for a friend says, so you're telling me the XFL has more attendance than the Chargers?
Seattle and Seattle and St. Louis both did. So, yeah, I think the key for them is they're going to have more entertain. Some of these teams that are really bad right now have just got to be more entertaining. Because I think right now the four teams that are fun to watch are St. Louis, Houston, Dallas, and D.C. has been until last week. They were pretty bad. But I'm gonna draw a line through that. But these other guys just aren't getting good enough quarterback play to be interesting. I think it's getting better, though. Like, right. Tampa actually was able to put up some points last week and look like a team. And I think if you can get a couple more, like, it would be great if Seattle would actually get good because they've already got that fan base. Oh, I got the over-under totals, too, here. So, right now, the Guardians plus 7 at home against the L.A. Wildcats. The total, 39.5. I'm under on that.
I think I'm on an under, too.
Dragons at Battlehawks. Okay, here's one I'm going to go over on because the Battlehawks are 12.5 point favorites and the over-under is only 38.5. If you think St. Louis is going to cover, I don't know that Seattle's going to score.
You do like St. Louis?
I do like St. Louis to cover that, yes.
Okay.
Roughneck minus 1 at Dallas, 50 is your over-under.
That's a lot of points.
It is a lot of points, but I think that game will go over. I think you'll see a lot of scoring. There's Dallas, and I actually have, see, this is so silly that I'm power ranking these teams, but I have Dallas almost even with Houston.
And you're talking about their great home field advantage?
Well, no, I'm not talking about their great home field advantage. Their only loss was to St. Louis the first week without Landry Jones.
It's true.
Now, they've also beaten two of the worst teams in the leagues the last 2 weeks. So, but, yeah, your D.C. Defenders minus 1.5 at the Vipers. Now, I don't know how to feel about that one.
The Defenders are now minus 1.5?
Yeah.
Okay. I still like that.
You still like Defenders over Vipers?
Yep.
44.5 is a total in that one. I think I like the under in that
one. I think the Vipers are getting crushed this week. They open as a favorite? That's crazy. They're the worst team.
Well, I don't know. I think the Guardians are the worst team.
Okay. We'll see.
It's close between the two, though. All right. We're going to take a quick break.
No, we're done.
Oh, show's
over. Aggie basketball coming up.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that.
Aggie versus Kentucky.
Oh, well. Till tomorrow. Stay sportsy, bitches.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.